head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariat, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So, here's Rick.
And I am back with another episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. It's Rick Redding, your host. Glad to be with you here in December of 2018. Quite a big week this week for me and for the world, you might say. I always promise to bring you the most interesting people in the Ville, and I have struck gold this week. I have, in the first part of the show, I'm going to have Diane Timmering, who is, you may not know that name, but she's been around in Louisville a while, but she was involved with the George H.W. Bush presidency and knew him and has some interesting things to say. It was amazing. I went over to her house. She's like a pack rat, and she has all this information, all these folders and all these official document of her time with she was part of both the Bush White House and the Bush campaign in 1992, in which he lost Clinton. And it's very interesting. And I love some of Diane's observations on things. And she's got some other things going on in her life that I thought were interesting. So I hope you'll listen into that one. The second part of the show, I tell you, I have, you may be familiar because she and her sisters have been on the show in the past. Joy Yascone is hosting a big party at the Frankfort Avenue Coach House on Saturday night that you're welcome to go to, and I'll be there. But Joy, I tell you, I walked into the room and sat down. She just released a book called something involving divine timing, and she is an expert in and studies astrology. I walked in and didn't sit down before she pegged me as a Virgo. So there's a lot more to that story, and I hope you'll stay tuned in the second part of the show for that. This Rusty Satellite Show podcast is sponsored each and every week by my friends at Passport Health Plan. And they have also got me working on a project that involves a website called PassportWellbeing.com. If you click on the community, the latest stories that are posted there, I have one on the Portland Museum, which is very interesting, a place that if you haven't been to, you should go. And you may remember Richard Sullivan was on this show. He's an artist who has a studio down there in Portland at the Dollfinger Building. He is the story I wrote about him was recently published on the site. So there's a lot of great stuff there, more than 50 stories at PassportWellbeing.com about things, good things going on in West Louisville. All right, and this is the time of year where you, I've got a lot of parties to go to this week and next week and all the weeks before Christmas, and you tend to eat too much and drink too much. You need to get on a good plan for your health. The best place to do that is with Passport Health, not Passport Health Plan, with Heiser Health. Heiser Health helped me lose a bunch of weight, get healthy, and feel better. And same, call Peggy Heiser, HeiserHealth.com, and they'll take care of you. And also by the Eye Care Institute down in Butchertown. My friend Mark Prussian is the head of the operation down there. I had LASIK there this summer, and I'm a very happy customer because I can see well now. It's really great. Okay. So anyway, there's a lot to get to in this show. I want to get right to my first interview with Diane Timmering. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back to elaborate on some of the things we talk about in just a moment.
I admit I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at PassportHealthPlan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
All right, today the Rusty Satellite Show is in the home of Diane Timmering. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Rusty.
We were just talking, we were just watching the festivities with the with President George H.W. Bush, who passed away last week, and you had a special connection there.
I did, yeah. I love watching the lying in wait in the Capitol and the Rotunda, and just the beautiful people of all creeds and ethnicity, and just the love for the president, all age and all denomination, all background.
It's really amazing that, you know, the passing of time and the way it is in politics. You know, all you hear is about how
the good,
kind and gentle and wonderful
He was, but 30 years or so ago, you were on the team with him. Tell me about your role in what President Bush was doing.
Well, we were an army of advance representatives, and what we would do is we would travel in front of the president. Lead time was usually about 5 to 7 days on a domestic trip, and then for an international, it was about 2 weeks. And we would basically sort of be in charge of developing the policy initiative or the messaging of the day. Okay. We would create the events. We'd work with local communities or embassies. We'd work with local and national press for that message development and that sort of, and then how you would present the messaging or the policy initiative of the time, whether it was a political endeavor or something related to the economy, depending on what the messaging of the day was. And we worked with Secret Service quite a bit and the White House communication team. The Secret Service partnership was very important, and that collaboration was really critical. Because when, depending on whether it was an official trip, which I did a lot of official trips, but I also did a lot of political trips. And, of course, you wanted the president to sort of plunge into the crowds and to meet the people and to get that good shot with, shaking hands or, recognizing a beautiful child and having that intimate connection. And the Secret Service would be like, no, keep the president away from all the people. We need to protect him. So we were always kind of yin and yang, but we always sort of they were aware more of the threats than we were, of course. So we always had a middle of the road. We always had to come sort of a middle of a road agreement.
Okay, but in all this, you were planning for the president. You pulled some. What about him personally? Did you and he share any conversations or anything like that?
Well, sure. I mean, I would say my first memory, we did not share a conversation, but my first memory of a real interaction would be in October of 89, when San Francisco suffered a devastating, annihilating earthquake.
Earthquake. Uh-huh. In the middle of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
And I believe we were at the Capitol Hilton, and he was giving a speech to the Republican Governors Association, and he walked off stage, and we were a very small skeletal crew at that point. I was just starting to do some advance work for him. And when you did a DC advance, it was a very skeletal crew. But he walked off stage, somebody told him that there had been an earthquake, and I was literally 3 feet from him, and we had to go to a secure room that White House Communications had secured, and he started picking up the phone and making phone calls to key leaders. But I remember walking him and walking with him to that secure room and how devastated he was, and the sweat on his brow and the look of just desperate sorrow. Not panic, but desperate sorrow. Like, what do I do? What do I say? How do I rebuild? And I just knew that he had a love for his people. Like, we were his people, all people, right? Whatever your political background, whatever your, however you identify yourself related to that. And I just knew he had such a deep love for his people and for his country. And I'm like, this is a guy I want to work for.
Okay. Well, a couple of years later, you end up working on the political campaign in '92. Of course, ultimately, he lost to Bill Clinton, but you had quite a lot of interaction with him on that campaign.
Yes, we obviously you had candidate Clinton at the time. He kind of came out of nowhere. And so we, during the Persian Gulf War, I mean, I think we had approval ratings that hit in the 90s. So, I mean, I think one of the, you learn a lot about mistakes, but I think, the power and the importance of message clarity. And what I think we lacked, maybe we rested too much on our laurels. Maybe we rested too much on the fact that we had such the lead. But I remember how important, obviously, the economic, there was an economic downturn, and I know that was really one of the really on everyone's mind, and you had, you know, Bill Clinton saying, this is the economy, and I'm going to do 1, 2, and 3, and these are my efforts on welfare reform. And I think we needed more consistency and clarity of messaging. But we, you know, it was neck and neck until the final. But the president, he was always willing to shift and pivot and evolve his messaging. But we did a whistle stop tour, and that was really fun, through Georgia and through the Midwest. We were in Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and it was toward the end of the campaign, and the numbers were neck and neck. It was very close. The Clinton campaign was putting out a lot of protesters, and what they would do, it was cold, so you'd have these big bulky coats, and they'd hide foghorns and protest signs within their coats and walk through the magnetometers, and we would see, we'd be on the lookout for bulky coats, recognizing any protesters. And in Oshkosh, I just remember there being more, you know, it was a free speech right. So, I mean, you basically had the right to bring in any sign you wanted to. And I remember there were more protesters than normal. And I made the advance team, the leadership advance team, aware that arrived with the president. And I remember coming down from the president and him saying, I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're in the audience. I want them there. Let me listen to them, so that perhaps they'll listen to me. Let's not be afraid of the opposition. Let's give me an opportunity to change their mind.
Wow.
With the clarity, that's where that messaging was so important, and how we really, you know, really honed our message toward the end. Of course, we lost to President Clinton and Al Gore, but it was close to the
night?
End.
No, were you around the president?
Oh boy, I was not around the president that night. I was with a lot of our campaign team, and we were family at that point. It was somber.
Yeah. Well, and campaigns are always there's winners and losers, but that one certainly had a profound impact on your life, right? Because you know, you did something different as a result of the loss than you would have done if you'd have won.
You mean moving back to Louisville?
Sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. I just made a decision to move back to Louisville at that point. That was the plan. And I was going to, you know, sort of evolve. I had a burgeoning consulting business. I did policy, marketing, communication, writing, it's a little bit of fundraising. So I just decided to come home and evolve my business. But to be honest with you, I moved back, but I still commuted to DC every single week through 2000 until I sold that particular consulting business.
Okay. And you've of course been busy in Louisville.
I
built quite a career in consulting. And I know you had a long career, you had a long stint with our friends at Signature.
Signature Healthcare, very, very proud of that. Very, very proud of my life at Signature.
I remember you had an interesting title.
I did.
It was something with spirituality in it. Right?
I was vice president of spirituality and government relations, government affairs. I was the vice president of God and politics.
Yeah, no separation.
Yeah, right. State, yeah. Well, I've always, listen, I took a risk to start working for the president in the early days. I turned down a job with Boone Pickens and started with President Bush. And I'm not shy of risks. So we launched spirituality into the we really operationalized it into the fabric of the business, the P&L and everything that we did in recruiting and it became a core competitive advantage. You know, you had the resident wanted to come to Signature because they could plug into their spiritual lens, whatever that lens was. Okay. You could be who you are. You could put on your spiritual skin, which is obviously very private to every human. We were able to really, you know, operationalize that and take it to a whole new level of empowerment for our people, for not just our residents, but also for the employee population.
Sure. Well, I guess success works, right?
And it does.
It worked for you. And nowadays you're on another path, right?
I am. So I went consulting. I left my executive career with Signature in January, I think, of last year, 2017, or maybe it was April of 2017, and I did consult for Signature. I'm just so proud of that the long-term care and the mission and vision of changing the landscape of long-term care. I just got so much pride there, and but I must tell you, you know, you hit that kind of that glass ceiling, that career ceiling, and you want to take your incredible knowledge of healthcare and my body of work, and I wanted to do something bigger and be, quite frankly, more transformative.
Okay.
So one of the things that Joe and I actually did is that we launched this NBA to Lou movement earlier this year with many others, and we're just so proud that Dan Issel's the president and CEO of the group. And
you helped me get Dan on the show.
Oh, good.
A while
yeah,
back.
That's right.
And you know, a lot of people are curious as to you don't hear much about it. It seems like a long shot.
Yeah.
Is it still a long shot?
We're very excited about it. I mean, we're still in the top. You know, we're still in one of the top expansion cities, and there's just a lot of data around that. You know, it may have just an extended time frame for expansion, and that's the one thing. But no, there is such an incredible grassroots movement here in the city and the region. Just a lot of, I would say, just the millennial support is always astounding to me. Mm-hmm. They grew up hearing stories about the Colonels and the ABA from their parents and their family, and they really are spearheading this. The grassroots part of it, and there's a lot of municipality support just across the board. So, no, it's full steam ahead, and we're excited. I'm proud to be on the board. Again, you know, I'm sort of a creator and a builder, and I'm so proud to have launched that, and now I'm looking to launch that next big thing.
All right. What's your best case scenario guess is when the Kentucky team will be playing the NBA?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
2025.
Well, there's a lot to do with that. I know Dan Issel's working hard. He had an appearance this week that he was talking about and gotten in the news. So so that's good. So we got to wrap it up here. But I guess you got to put your house back together. You've been digging up all this Bush stuff, right?
Once he passed away, and I had such an emotional reaction to it, as a lot of my friends did, and you know, we're all reconnecting. Yeah, I completely tore my house apart, and I looked for every document, every manifest, every schedule, every trinket, every book, every note I ever took. I have every single calendar documentation of every trip, wheels down, wheels up, pre-meetings. Wow. And I'm my own historian.
I guess so. That's good, because I know that I couldn't find any of that stuff from my time at what I was doing back then. But anyway, it's a delight to see you and see all this. We'll take a photo with some of these Bush signs with you. Okay?
You bet. Yes, I'd love to. And thank you. It's wonderful being with you. And thank you for this honor and the privilege of just sharing a little bit of my career existence with you.
All right. Thank you.
Heiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
And thank you very much, Diane, for welcoming me in. And you can see on the website there's a picture. She saved a lot of stuff, and she has these signs that they used on the campaign. One says, "Trust in Bush." I took a picture of that for you and my listeners here on the Rusty Satellite Show. Another thing I want to mention, I've been watching the tributes to George H.W. Bush, and I got to tell you, there's a thing that strikes me that I haven't heard mentioned a lot in the media. Generally, people are saying that George H.W. Bush was a decent man. He acted with dignity. He was he was presidential. He treated his enemies fairly. He did not, you know, he was a decent person. He was a nice man, but a tough man, and did what he had to do. and as president. You always have to make tough decisions. That I remember that I voted against him for Bill. I think I voted for him in 1988, but I did vote against him in 1992. I'm a fan of Clinton. I still think Clinton Obama, my favorite presidents in my lifetime. So, you know, but the thing about the Bush tribute, I didn't ever have animus toward Bush. And the guy in the Oval Office now, you know, I can't imagine his funeral that anybody is going to be as nice at all. Maybe time will change people's opinions, but he's a jerk. You know, he's not nice to people, and he's mean. And I think that is a tragic thing about our society. You know, if you like Trump's policies and all that, that's fine. But you can't like him as a person. He's a jerk, and he's mean, and he tweets out things that I wouldn't say to my worst enemy. So it's just an indication, I guess, of the tone of the city, not the tone of the world, right? And the fact that this jerk is in our world's highest office is a big contrast between him and George. And you know, the Bushes didn't like Trump either. Anyway, everybody knows how I feel about Trump, that's for sure. I wanted to mention another thing. Last week I told you about MLK, who tragically passed away after a battle with leukemia. Another former Rusty Satellite guest passed away on Friday. It was Wayne Estopinall, who was on this show way back in show number 51, June of 1000. Go back and listen to that show if you'd like. At that time, Wayne had successfully brokered the deal to bring the Louisville City FC Soccer Club to Louisville. He was the guy that did it. He was very passionate about soccer and a good guy. He was 63, died in a plane crash in southern Indiana, unfortunately, and leaves behind quite a legacy. Wayne was always friendly to me when I saw him, and very cordial. He's also credited, a lot of people don't know this, he was an architect, and he's credited with inventing the thing that allowed them to raise and lower the pitcher's mound out of Slugger Field so that they could play soccer out there. Very true. That's what happened. So anyway, a sad note on Wayne Estopinall, a former Rusty Satellite guest who accomplished much in his 63 years, and sad to have to report, and was sad to hear about his death in a plane. All right, well, the big news in Louisville this week, if you've all been waiting for, is the selection of Scott Satterfield as the new head football coach. I like the pick. I'll tell you that. You know, if you want to hear hours and hours of analysis, there's plenty of talk radio stations, sports talk radio stations around here. But I tell you what I know about him. He was very successful at his last job at Appalachian State. He progressively got better as he went on. He's humble, even though he played football. He's a walk-on quarterback at Appalachian State. He rose up through the coaching ranks, and this is a logical next step. He's very excited about being here. I don't know if you heard his press conference. He's got a great North Carolina accent, and I think people are going to like him. Now, his compensation is generous, but not overly generous. You know, it's not the contract that Petrino got. It's what the market demanded. I think when you think, and when you, and I've been one to criticize U of L for overpaying coaches. They've done so, but I think they're right in with the market. He's making, he gets a little over $3 million a year in salary. He's got plenty of incentive. And importantly, and I guess this is the thing that nobody can do what I would suggest they do. Just put your foot down and say, here's the job, and if you need a buyout, then you're not getting the job. But there is a buyout attached to his contract, but it's not as generous as Petrino. So you know, if the two sides split up, there will be some money exchange. I can do all the details of that, but anyway, we've got a new football coach who's very excited about being here, and I think he's going to be able to get the fan base excited. The people like me, I also heard, I should have looked this up before we did the show, but I heard the ticket prices for football have come down a little bit, which is what they need to do if they want to keep from having an empty stadium next year. Although, you know, the next game is against Notre Dame at Cardinal Stadium, so that's going to draw a big crowd no matter what. So I'm sure that will be a sellout. At least, be interesting to see how Satterfield's able to manage the next 8 or 9, 10 months before the first game. You're going to hear a lot from him. So, anyway, that was the big news here in Louisville this week. I just wanted to mention real quick, I was downtown last night. I saw that Griff's on the corner of Second Liberty Catty Corner from the Omni Hotel is open now. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to run a successful restaurant. I saw an interview with Daryl Griffith, who's been on this show, and he seems very excited about the opening of the restaurant. Apparently, there's a great variety of items on the menu. It's a sports bar restaurant, but I think he wants it to be a restaurant slash sports bar. And it'll be a popular spot. I mean, there's no excuses. It's right in the middle of things, right across from the Omni and the Marriott, and the convention center's right down the street. There couldn't be a better, there's not a better location for a restaurant in the city, I don't think. So I'm going to have to try it out very soon. I'm going to have to get down to Griff's on the corner of 2nd Liberty. All right. Well, there's a lot of things going on this weekend. I'll talk a little bit about that. There's some stuff coming up I want to talk about. I do want to mention that, okay, there's this one story. There's this one story that makes me think, man, I wish I could get back into the news and do write headline. Because here's the headline. Are you ready? It's like, if you can get the word underwear in the headline, do it, okay? All right. Okay, I got the headline then. Lawsuit claims Central High School football player was forced to walk half mile in underwear. Isn't that a great headline? It was on WDRB. Just thought it was fun. Had to do with a football incident in August, which a player got kicked off the team and told to turn in his equipment. He apparently turned it in right there on the field and then had to walk back to the locker room in his underwear. It's a funny story. The things that go on in this town. There's always weird stories like that, and makes you long to be at the desk writing those headlines, I guess. All right, let's get to my next guest. It's Joy Yescone, and Joy is a joy. She's aptly named. She and her sisters, Faith and Love, and their mom, Glenda. They are personalities for sure. They all have their unique talents, but Joy has been able to put together this book. She sort of commutes back and forth. She lives in her official residence, I think, is in North Carolina, and she spends a lot of time in Louisville. She and her family have a thriving business. They run this Frankfort Avenue Coach House, that pretty close to my house, actually. And I've been to a party there the last 2 years, and we're going Saturday night. They do it to coincide with Repeal Day, which is probably not a big deal in other cities, to be honest with you. But in Louisville, it's like a holiday we have to celebrate. Every bar and restaurant has to have a special, and that was December 5th, which is Wednesday. But the party is Saturday night. Joy's book is, well, you just have to listen to it. I was amazed. I'm not one that really buys into things like astrology or ghost or supernatural stuff like that, but I always like to listen, and Joy has a story, and she pegged me good, and I know my girlfriend Paula is going to love what she has to say in this interview, so we'll see what happens on that. And I'm going to let you listen right now. I'll be back to close the show right after.
All right, today the Rusty Satellite Show is at the Frankfort Avenue Coach House with Joy Yescone. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I can't believe you. I just walked in the door. I don't think you had time to look it up, and you just guessed my astrological sign.
Yeah, you're Virgo. You look like a Virgo. You have the energy of a Virgo.
I didn't know Virgos had a look.
Well, it's a shape. It's like, you know, we're all energy. And that's really what I'm teaching people to do, is to tune into the energy of their lives at the right time. Because a lot of times in life, we'll say, why isn't this happening? Like, why am I not being successful? Why isn't this person getting healed? Why isn't this happening? And there is a science to the universe that you know, timing really is so important. Even though beyond this earth, if you think about, you know, time, you know, but on the earth, we observe time.
Okay. So you do this for people, and like, can you tell me what's going to happen to me?
Let me tell you a little bit about.
I'm getting really nervous.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that. We'll look at that. So the Power of Divine Timing is a book that you know, you can find it on Amazon as well as Barnes and Noble, and basically the Power of Divine Timing is all about timing your life with the universe. So we're looking at feeding the right source and nurturing the right source at the right time. So a lot of times as human beings, if we have a problem, right? We think on it until we solve it. Kind of like math, where you just meditate on that problem, we think on that problem until we solve it.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, but that is really not, we like to be a little bit counterintuitive in this book. It's all about nurturing the blessings as opposed to the problems. For whatever we nurture grows stronger. So if we nurture the problem, it becomes a big monster because we're feeding it energy, and we are energy, right? So we're feeding that problem energy until it starts to grow so much. And what we do as human beings is we naturally starve our blessings. We starve our good stuff because it's not posing a problem. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
That's right.
And if it ain't broke, why focus on it? And so my whole thing is I want people to be counterintuitive in their approach. And I teach people where their blessings are coming in for each year. It's an annual astrological guide that helps people a method that helps people to nurture their blessings, locate their blessings, stay in the present moment, as opposed to looking at what they lack, because Saturn, the planet of challenges, which is now in Capricorn, we'll talk all about your chart in a second.
Okay.
Saturn and Capricorn, that Saturn, wherever Saturn is, it's teaching you where you are lacking in life.
Okay.
So where you're having and it'll shine the light on what you're lacking until you give it so much energy and so you feed that source so much until it becomes the only thing you can think about. But meanwhile, you have so many things that are blessing your life, so much good that's happening, that if you were nurturing that source of energy, that would grow. And your challenges, if we starve them and stop feeding them energy, they would starve. So the whole thing is about teaching people to nurture the right source of energy at the right time. So it is an astrological guide, but okay. It's also a different way of thinking. And I teach my readers and clients to do this, to transform their lives and to manifest the life of their dreams.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
So you're our chart. If we're looking at that.
and we haven't rehearsed this, okay?
No,
so we're looking. I'm fascinated to hear.
So Virgo, so let me just look at this really quick. So Virgo, the great thing for you is this year, your home will be your beacon of wellness. Your home will be your beacon of light and good.
Okay.
So you will find that you're happiest, really, if you're doing a renovation project, if you're looking to purchase investment property, or even a new home. But your family, your home, that will bring you joy. If you do purchase a new home this year, it will bring you a source of joy, light, and love for eternity, as long as you're on this planet, you know? So is that something you're doing?
It's possible, but not probable. But, you know, I moved last year.
Yeah.
Okay. And, so we'll see.
So, and yeah. Also, if it's not home, the fourth house also represents family. So your family will be a source, of just good for you. And this ancient astrologer saw the fourth house as an anchor. So the fourth house of home, where Jupiter, the planet of blessings, is. And Jupiter's a natural ruler of Sagittarius, but Jupiter is in your fourth house of home, the planet of blessings and benevolence.
Okay.
So that just means family, home, that you will have an anchor rooted in a lot of joy and happiness based on feeling secure, because what your home is your security. And so your life should feel a lot more secure this year, and just really earthy and wonderful. And that's Virgo, very earthy and wonderful.
Okay.
So now we're going to look at challenges, and we're going to starve those.
Okay.
So
starve those. These are things I'm going to avoid.
Yeah, and as far as I'll look at your chapter, too, to give you some of the suggestions that I give to Virgo in order to nurture their life this year. But for Virgo, if we look at the focus, you're going to focus on the family structure and your home to heal. Make home a beacon of wellness. Spend time with family at home, because your home is protection. Do you have children?
Three.
So do family dinners at home. If any of your children are having any kind of issues, meet at home. Your parents still with us?
No.
Okay, so from heaven, they're watching down and blessing you, because I don't believe in, honestly, I will say this, I don't believe in death. I believe that it's just they're in the next room.
Okay.
And so that we are all eternal. So they're with you. So have children, spend time with your parents in family, just like family, even aunts and uncles, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Being at home, doing spaghetti dinners, whatever you like to cook, grilling out when it gets warm. Your home will be a place of healing if your children are having any kind of issues. Start work in a dream innovation project. Anything you want to do to your house, whether it's gardening, whatever, just do something that makes you feel great at home. Have your parents, grandparents, or family members pray for children. Move in with the love if you're ready.
Well, I know. That's gonna be we can't let my girlfriend hear this.
Okay.
She'll want to move in tomorrow.
Yeah, move in with the love if you're ready. because the great thing is,
Joy said, "Yeah, I got to move in."
Well, it'll just be a real. If you're ready, if you're ready. The cool thing about it is, it will be a blessing to your relationship, because once you move in, it becomes even though you don't have the right, it's a marriage. Mm-hmm. In astrology, once you live together, you're married. So it's a beautiful thing.
Well, there you go.
And it will bless your relationship, and you'll see you thriving more as a couple. Mm. Another thing is
that's Paula doing cartwheels. So
I'm sure she is, right?
And you have to play this still. You can't edit that out. And so you can, and then maybe that's where the home changes come in. You know, women always want a new kitchen or something. They always want to paint something a different color.
I was thinking of doing a shelf, you know. I have a more modest goals for my place.
She might want to paint everything white. You just never know. Women are like
you
that.
You just don't know, do you? I can't imagine. Wow.
And nurture time with family, spend time at home, and then hire a cleaning staff if needed to make your home a place of peace. So if you want to hire an organizer or a cleaning staff or anything, because sometimes we get so busy, and I know I prefer to clean someone else's house than my own.
Really? Well, why don't you come over and clean my house?
If I come over to help my sister, I can clean her house. But when it comes to mine, I get so emotionally attached.
Really?
Yeah. So I
never thought
of
cleaning as emotional.
Yeah,
so now I know.
I get emotionally attached to my things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Now let me just move off that topic just a little bit and give our listeners a little bit about you, because I had all you sisters on the show a couple years ago, I think, but you moved.
Yes, so
your home move. You know,
that is
you
top
had a home
secret,
thing.
But now everybody knows. No, I'm just joking. It's in my book. It was top secret at first, but my husband's the world knows now. So my husband's company relocated us to Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Which I love. It's a wonderful progressive town. Not that I'm progressive. Yes, I am. But it's a wonderful progressive town that I really love.
Great.
And so, because you got Duke Energy there, and it's just beautiful. And, you know, it's kind of contrast life because I'm here often. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys see me so much. No one knows I'm out of town because I'm here so much. Mm-hmm. Because my family's business is here, and, you know, a lot of my friends and family are here, so I'm here a lot. So I'm kind of feel like I'm bi-coastal because I'm in Chapel Hill, but I'm also a lot of times here at my family.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And here, all those businesses you talk about here, you know, we're having this big party Saturday night.
Yes.
Right? For Prohibition.
I mm-hmm. yeah.
And I think I've been to at least once, maybe twice.
Yes.
In the past. It's a ball right here on Frankfort Avenue.
So much fun. You can dress. We really want you to dress in 1920s. So you can go for the flapper dress look. You can go for the gangster look, whatever you want to do.
I've got a really old T-shirt, but I don't guess that's what you mean by old.
No. Yeah, we're going to the 1920s. So it's so funny because like my book is talking about the now and the future. Going into the future, and to me, this party is about going back in time, and so you know, we're going to just go back in time, and celebrate the repeal of Prohibition. We have Korbel Champagne as a sponsor. We just want to thank them. Also, Churchill Downs will be auctioning off a trifecta package,
An Exacta box.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah,
an Exacta package they call it. Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm so thank you for that. Yes, because I sometimes get these things. I like call a cherry was a cordial.
Cherry cordial. She called it a cherry cordial or something. It was so cute.
It's like, I was on wave three. I was like, cherry cordial, yeah. But a cherry cordial.
Uh-huh.
From Ballantine Whiskey. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then we also have the Yuletide ukuleles. Mm-hmm. They're going to be performing. So it's wonderful young ladies.
With ukuleles.
Yes.
Wow.
And singing holiday favorites. We have it's all benefiting Kentucky Opera. So we have Natasha Lynn Foley. She's an amazing, beautiful opera singer. She's going to be doing some beautiful opera favorites. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to be celebrating the 1920s in style with Chef Sean Ward from Ward 426, celebrating with Small Bites. And I'll be also doing my book release that evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I adore the 1920s, and I adore anything to do with time, space, and reality. Mm-hmm. And
all right. So you can you can go on Amazon and get this book.
Yeah.
I saw it on there. Or you can come to the party Saturday night, right?
Well, yeah, selling them.
Yes, I will. Yeah, I'll have them. I'll have them there. You can buy them there, and you can buy them here with me. A signed copy. I'll have a certain number. here to sign and sell. Or you can come onto Amazon, the name of the book, or Barnes & Noble, and it's with Balboa Hay House Press. And you can just go and it's called The Power of Divine Timing. And okay. My name is Joy Yascone Elms. okay. So just remember The Power of Divine Timing. If you look on Amazon, the book
will show up there. So you pegged me on Virgo. What is there a sign that's going to have a really remarkable year? What's the best sign to be this year?
The best sign, there's two best signs to be this year. But it depends on what you want. Like, for instance, you know, Caroline, she's a Taurus, and it's just going to be amazing. We talked about that as far as, like, just financial blessings. And
she's getting rich.
Yeah, she's getting
rich. Yeah. Caroline.
Yeah, and who doesn't want that? Because, but it's great. It's energy. Money's energy, and it's just great. So if you're the type of person like Caroline who loves to help people, that just gives you more to do to change the world, and so that's wonderful. So she's going to have that gift. For you, home as an anchor, really the best year for some of the people who have suffered the most. And the signs that have suffered the most have been Gemini. Mm. I have a lot of suffering with just like, because when Saturn, the planet of challenge, is in your seventh house, it's your house of open enemies, marriage, and just it feels like everyone's challenging you on every end. And this is when Angelina Jolie got a divorce from Brad Pitt. Saturn, the planet of challenges, in her house of marriage. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad because they went and moved and got married when she had that transit, which ended their marriage. So they should have stayed the way they were. Instead of, if you get married,
So that doesn't work for Virgos, though.
Well, no, you can get married. You just want to consult with an astrological intuitive like myself before you do that.
Oh,
you know
bad.
What I mean? You know, so you just like...
I'll be sure and check with you if whatever crosses my mind.
I don't know about getting married, but we do live together, so
yeah.
We pretty much are.
When you guys moved in together, it was good because you're still going strong. See, when they originally were living, like, they had kids and everything, you know, 15 years, you know, long time. But the thing about it is, they got married when she had this horrible, horrible transit of Saturn opposing her house of marriage. And it's very hard for couples to make it through that. And the thing is, though, you always have an area where Jupiter's blessing you. But if you focus on where you're having the lack, it will destroy you. And this is what this book teaches you, is to put the energy where your blessings are, know where the challenges are, don't feed the challenges because then they become big monsters, feed the blessings, and all of a sudden your life feels really, really good. And I also love astrology because it teaches people that things change. Life changes. Just because you're not getting married now, or just because you don't have the house you want now, or just because you don't have the money you want now, doesn't mean it's never going to happen. That it shows you that there is a time and a place for everything. And to me, it's just the best gift in the world, and I want to share it with others.
Well, great. Well, thanks for sharing that advice with us on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Yes.
We'll see you Saturday night.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right, Joy Yascone, I'll see you Saturday night at the Frankfort Avenue Coach House. That was a great interview. Thanks for the insight into my Virgo-ness. It was amazing. I was just shocked. I walked in the room and she looked at me. You're a Virgo, right? I don't know if they're playing some sort of trick on me, or she really can look at somebody and tell what their astrology sign is. Pretty amazing trick. I know, Joy, it's not a trick. I know it's based in real stuff. So anyway, really enjoyed doing that. And thanks to Diane Timmering for sharing the stories about George H.W. Bush and her time with the Bush White House and the Bush campaign and what she's doing. All great. A couple things coming up this weekend. There's a lot of media. I guess everybody has parties going. There's a lot of holiday parties. It is that time of year. I am going, I think, Thursday. Insider Louisville is having a little shindig down at their offices on 5th and Main. Looking forward to that. On Saturday, and this has to do with my next guest, is actually Friday night, the Louisville Swig Party. I'm actually paying to go to this thing. It is going to be down at the African American Heritage Museum, 18th and Ollie, and it's a big celebration. The new, as you know, Louisville Magazine, it was recently purchased by Matthew Barzin. If all goes well, I've been pursuing Matthew for a while. If all goes well, he'll be a guest on this show next week. Maybe we'll see him at the party. Maybe we'll, maybe we'll have something to talk about from the party. We'll see. But anyway, that's what's on the agenda for me this weekend, in addition to the big big Prohibition Party open house at the Frankfort Avenue Coach House on Saturday. Last week, I went to a, if you didn't know, the Voice Tribune, which has been around a long, long time. My good friend Angie Fenton is the editor or managing editor there, and I saw her at Copper and Kings one day last week. They had a party to celebrate that they're going from a weekly publication to a monthly. The first edition of which I got a copy of. I haven't really looked through it yet, but I'm sure it's great, and we'll be following what goes on with that. So anyway, that's what the Rusty Satellite Show is all about, celebrating the most interesting people in the Ville. We are happy to have sponsorship support from Passport Health Plan, Heiser Health, and the Eye Care Institute. All three of those great organizations have been very supportive of the Rusty Satellite Show over the years. I really appreciate their contributions to the show. And that's what we got. I appreciate all the people that helped me put this together. Caroline Knopp, you may have heard in the background in the Joy Yascone interview. She helps me a lot in setting up some of these interviews, and she is a bundle of energy. Appreciate her help always on putting together the show. So right here from the Louisville.am studios, this is Rick Redding signing off for the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.
Time.